This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Something I don't like saying about things, but that's the way it is. It's the way, it's what we have. You look over the world, it's all over the world.
I would not wait to see if one was better than another, because the very fact that it gets approved by the FDA means that it's good enough to protect you.
All right, so there's top doc Anthony Fauci, who is nowhere to be seen at the White House, and the president, who said wear a mask. This was a virus briefing that started back up again, so now completely on board with the whole idea of everywhere you look, everybody is dealing with the same thing. Woohoo! Wear your damn mask. You heard it from the president. I think it makes a difference. If, according to many of the doctors I talked to, more people had just masked up, maybe we would have killed this elusive monster that is chasing us around called COVID-19. Hey, I hope wherever you are, whatever hamlet you hail from, you are safe and sound. Kate Delaney at the helm of this little show that could, and as we navigate during some very, very tough times. Let me go deeper on what the president said at his presser from the green room at the White House. He said, whether you like the masks or not, they have an impact. We're asking everyone, when you're not able to socially distance, wear a mask. And of course, face coverings all of a sudden got so hot after the president wasn't really wearing one in public. But he said, look, now it's patriotic to wear a face mask, period. So happily, I'm so glad that this has now happened. I think it does make a huge difference. At least, again, I'm not the medical expert, but I talked to a whole bunch of them, and I kept hearing that from all kinds of doctors, which, by the way, many of the doctors I talked to, Republicans, staunch Republicans. They are men of science, and that's what even my own doctor told me. So there was obviously pressure here with looking at the polls and people disapproving of the response and everything else. I mean, we're so close to an election in November and being crippled economically and watching these hot zones, it could only help the president. And obviously, I think he wants that just like the rest of us. It would only help the president if the virus starts to dissipate a lot more. In other words, the caseloads decrease. We don't have the massive hospitalizations and some of the reopening plans that started to happen get to move forward once again in the next couple of months. But there's just still so many questions that hang in the balance, including what's going to happen with this stimulus package. We'll talk about the stimulus package this hour. We're going to head to the mailbag coming up in our next segment. A lot of you asked me about Bonnie and Clyde, the St. Louis couple who became kind of famous after showing their guns at a protest that they felt like there was an angry mob outside of their house. They're vowing not to back down. And I think I got 15 emails with thoughts all over the board on the McCloskey. So we'll talk about that. Don't know if you know this or not, but of course the world we live in now is about protection, PPE, the masks obviously are part of that, having enough beds, ventilators when you're in an area that's particularly hot. New York City built a $52 million coronavirus hospital to treat 80 patients. Yep, they paid $52 million for that in a tennis center, and other city hospitals were packed. So they were built inside the National Tennis Center. It was open for a month, never really served very many patients during the peak of the coronavirus pandemic. Doctors working out of the hospital got pay rates as high as $732 an hour, I guess. And basically, you had people that were sitting around waiting for something to happen. And they didn't get very many people that came into that temporary hospital at the Javits Center, another at the USS Comfort, if you remember. And of the 400,000 coronavirus cases treated by New York City hospitals, only 1,400 ever visited the temporary hospitals. So it was interesting. It's got to be frustrating. And I'm glad that that story came out. We knew that there wasn't huge numbers, and not that we wanted all those spaces to be filled, but while we were seeing the overflow in the other hospitals, and there was the big push to be ready for more of an onslaught, it's a shame that they couldn't spread that out instead of having the mass amount of crowding that they had at some of the hospitals. And then, of course, you're talking about 52 million shekels down the drain when the hospitals were set up. But then you could say, well, if you're looking at this and you're mapping it out and you're prognosticating, looking at the numbers, looking ahead, and you see what's happening, is it foolish to be ready to treat, or would it be a fool's errand to see numbers that could possibly hit these incredible higher marks and not be ready for? If it costs you $52 million for that peace of mind, you might say, $52 million reasons why it's ridiculous that we had all those people on staff and wasn't necessary, but what, I guess, if it was? What if it was? And oh, what a difference a few months makes while many other people are almost in the lockdown. We're certainly seeing more cases. A third of New York City small businesses may never reopen as a result of the losses from the shutdown caused by the pandemic. It's been hard hit, obviously, the city, with especially tourist attractions, and they're struggling. Businesses are struggling everywhere in the country, and in our biggest city, you can certainly see how awful that is, because there is a ton of small businesses where most of them have less than 3 months cash reserves. So when you're shut down, how are you going to ratchet that up? I'll give you a great example. This is like a huge draw. You don't have to be Catholic. You could be, I hate to say it, but you could be agnostic, atheist, whatever. But St. Patrick's Cathedral is a big draw to people who go to New York City, especially with its location. It's very close to 30 Rock. So they've lost about $4 million, a fourth of their annual income, and they can't pay the bills. They can't pay the bills. So the rector of the cathedral said, all the traditional things we've had to do in the past, dinners, things like that, we can't do it. So the ways we would easily have that money, keep it open, get the tourists, we don't have it anymore. And imagine, multiply that by thousands and thousands of others, other spots in New York City and other places, even where you live, I'm certain, because there's a place where, whether it's a rural area or not, where you can, I'm sure, see the sights. Death-wise, 144,000 in the United States out of 3.97 million confirmed cases. The numbers of people who have recovered, thank goodness, the number is climbing. 1.16 million. 1.16 million. Bob in Illinois says, Lightfoot on the war path if agents hit Chi-Town. Kate, what do you say? Find out next as we hit the mailbag.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
All right, so we are in the mail room, and picture this. I'm standing with mail probably up to about my knees. Yeah, that's how much mail I get. You could be part of the parade. How do you do it? Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com and click on contact. But even better, just shoot me an email, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. It doesn't get any easier than that, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's exactly what Bob did. Listening to us in Illinois, and Bob says what I said, that Lightfoot is on the warpath. If will agents hit Chi-Town, what do you think, Kate? People here not happy with the possibility of seeing the hell that's rained down on Portland with tear gas filling parts of the downtown till 3 or 4 in the morning. We, no offense to our pals in Portland, don't want to be another Portland. Well, you know, here's what's interesting about Lori Lightfoot. You know, she's the woman that's driving around with a bullhorn and screaming at people to wear their face masks. So with this influx, potential influx of federal agents, she's saying, no, we don't want you here. We don't want that. And, of course, there were 14 people in Chicago that were shot at a funeral. And how awful is that? Is help needed? Is it because of what's happened in Portland that you see that and you don't want it repeated where you are? And she said during the day that if the president decides to do that, she threatened to sue the president and didn't want federal agents into Chicago without her permission, and then said, you know, here's the thing. The city would need to be working with the federal agents but they're going to be vigilant against abuse of power. So at first it was like, no way, don't come in here. And then if you come in here, you got to work with us. So don't think you're going rogue, you own the place, and you're going to pull a Portland on us, because we don't roll that way in Chicago. And that was kind of the tone. Now, one thing she did say is she talked to the U.S. attorney, who's a former colleague. She knows and respects and admires, and said if it's a collaborative deal and you're working with Chicago cops against violent crimes, well, that's a whole different deal. But it's unfolding. Because you've got to remember, in Portland, what you have is unidentified federal agents wearing camouflage unis that have local leaders up in arms for what's happening. In fact, they're blaming them for igniting the crowd and the tensions. Lightfoot, who initially was, her hair was on fire, said she expects Chicago's going to get resources that they'll plug into existing federal agencies that already work with the city. So changing the attitude of who comes in as long as they work with us. So pretty interesting to see that, to see that switch, I guess, realizing once she knew she had somebody who was a buddy on the inside that it was going to be a whole different kind of play for Chicago. We'll see what that ultimately becomes, that story unfolding, because we haven't seen those agents there yet. This one from Big Mac, and Big Mac says, wow, the layoffs, the depression, the heaviness of so many I know, Kate Delaney, is overwhelming. I love this country like you. I love that people are helping their neighbors. I love that I see people lifting other people up, whether it's through GoFundMe or simply bags of groceries left on doorsteps, whatever it might be. I certainly hope that anybody listening to your show, if they have two extra dollars in their pocket, they can do something to help somebody else. In my opinion, the more we connect, the more we reach out, the more people we will save. Yeah, save everything with the joblessness, the isolation, the question marks over what happens next. The intensity of the whole thing is really too much for some people, and we're seeing it. And we're seeing the reaction to reopenings being rolled back, and just crazy, crazy frustrations. This is territory we haven't been in, and we've been here for almost 6 months. Is that hard to believe? 6 months. In fact, this is what Ellie said. Kate Delaney, it's been 6 months since I've been doing this whole quarantine thing. I got to tell you, a little stir crazy. I may be better off than most, me and my family, because we do have lots of people checking in with us, and we've got a roof over our heads and food, and we're not hurting in that sense, a little bit tighter of a belt. But I know there's people that just simply cannot make it, and they're trying to figure out how do they stretch from 1 month to the next, and it's very, very depressing. It is very depressing. I hate looking at the numbers, you know, of unemployed or those that are incredibly underemployed, and what do you do, and how many people do I know that are making masks? Many of you listening in this audience may be mask makers. And what do I mean by that? People who have found alternative ways to earn some cash might be having a little fun at it, but that's where you're at. How do I do it? How can I kind of stretch mortgage or electric or sewage, water, whatever you have going on? There is a lot of pressure. Absolutely. This one about Portland. So this one is from Tom. Kate, I hear you give shouts out all the time to Portland, so I thank you, my dear, for that. It is very depressing to see what has gone on. The fact that you have people that are being doused in their eyes are watering doesn't do anybody any good, the tear gas, in the fact that you also have these agents that freak people out and make them paranoid. It's not good either, as there is simply a group gathering near the federal courthouse. But get any closer, or just get too close one particular time, and they are pelted with gas and munitions, and it's just awful to see it. Well, Oregon's governor, the U.S. senators, and a whole bunch of other elected types don't want to see it either. They're demanding that the federal agents be withdrawn, deeming their deployment an infringement on the state's rights. And you see it. You know, you're looking at some of the vid, and the video is ugly. I mean, where is this going? See, here's what I think. To what end? I get peaceful protest completely, because to what end is that? Raise the awareness, raise the roof on it. Totally. It's powerful. It can be very powerful. But when you start to mix in nefarious people, people profiteering off of the misery, or people being extremely upset, that's the scary part. And, of course, we're not all naive. That's exactly what's happening. We're seeing some of that for sure. I can't imagine that's not part of it. By the way, 31 states are on the governor's list of "we don't want you here." 31 states. Now, if you get better, you get off the list. But if you're not, you stay on the list. Because the whole state of New York is in phase 4. It's the final step of the governor's reopening. And both Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio are cautious about progress. But they definitely are in agreement. 31 states are on the tri-state quarantine list. And if you're from one of those states, you're not getting into New York without self-isolating, proving it, and warding off the challengers, I guess, let's put it that way. And when I look at the regions, and you look at the positive tests, well, and of course, who are the most tested, or who were the most tested? New York City and the Bronx and Brooklyn and Manhattan and Queens and Staten Island, and you break it on down, you know, from there. By the way, those who fly into New York have to fill out that form. I've told you this a couple times. To make sure they abide by the rules. They don't do it, $2,000 fine. Whoa! Meet you on the flip side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As COVID-19 cases continue to increase in the United States, President Trump has acknowledged it will get worse before it gets better. The president urged young Americans to avoid crowded bars. He's also endorsing masks.
When you are not able to socially distance, wear a mask, get a mask, whether you like the mask or not, They have an impact, they'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get.
Last Sunday, he had a different tone about masks as he spoke to Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
Will you consider a national mandate that people need to wear masks?
No, I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said don't wear a mask. Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems, too.
This is USA Radio News. This week, Colorado became one of 28 states to enforce a mask mandate.
A lot of people wished, I wish too, you wish too, we all wish, that this had been passed us, we could go back to normal. I think people are waking up to the fact that we have to be very careful in our everyday lives and take social distancing and mask wearing very seriously to be able to get through this.
Governor Jared Polis on NBC's Meet the Press. This as the debate continues over whether or not to send kids back to school in the fall. President Trump is pushing for classes to start on a regular schedule, but many school districts have already announced they'll be holding online classes because of recent spikes in COVID cases. Tropical Storm Douglas has formed in the East Pacific and is forecast to become the first hurricane in the Atlantic or East Pacific of the year. It's moving slowly with sustained winds of up to 65 miles per hour. Earlier this month, Tropical Storm Christina nearly became the first hurricane, but it fell short of Category 1 hurricane strength. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Once again, I am not masked up, but I am in the studio, and only the dog, Guinness, pandemic dog, no less, the puppy, can step into the studio. So I think I'm pretty safe. You know, that the president mentioned that today, and that was a very, very big thing, that if you can't social distance, wear the mask, wear a mask, that kind of thing, and then just left it at that. I think it's good to see that change coming out of the White House. I mean, not that the president hadn't mentioned it before, but more of the push, because perhaps some of those people that are just dug in on the mask thing will undig themselves and put something over their face when they're in public. I had to have a jump today, car-wise, and of course, they had a mask, I had a mask, boom. Well, actually, that was tonight. You know, no problem. And I'm seeing this more and more. And of course, Texas, where our satellite facility is, there are more cases. But I have noticed that people, meaning confirmed cases, but I have noticed that people have been pretty good. What are they doing in your neighborhood? Our unofficial poll is over, and the mask on group, 60% of those that took our unofficial poll said, yes, wear a mask. We've been doing this just for fun for a couple of months, and I say fun to take everybody's temperature on what they think, but I'd say the president kind of put the kibosh on, okay, let's not debate this anymore. Let's just do this thing. The McCloskeys, I did get a ton of email on it. We didn't get to it. The McCloskeys are the couple that the woman had the little pistol and the man was ready to go. He had some serious weaponry in his hands. They gained fame, probably. I'm sure they did, because they had guns in the face of the whole Black Lives Matter protests, and they said they felt fear because there was a mob outside of their home. So what happened? What was the rest of the story? And many of you asked about that and said what's going to happen to them. The Missouri AG says that the prosecution of this couple is chilling, and he said that Eric Schmidt, he's challenged what he calls a political prosecution by the circuit attorney, Kim Gardner. Gardner filed the charges Monday against Mark and Patricia McCloskey. He said the two unlawfully used the weapons as Black Lives Matter protesters crossed their home on the way to the mayor's house in June. The couple could face up to 4 years in prison if convicted. But the governor, Mike Parson, has said, go ahead, I'm going to pardon him. Both personal injury attorneys, as they are attorneys, are in their 60s. Mm-hmm. So, the thought is, this is targeting innocent citizens. Can't we move on from this? And in the mailbag, it was mostly that, but there were a few people that said, it's ridiculous. How would you feel if that happened to you? I would not like it. Of course I would not like it. And why there? See, that's the thing. Why the protest there? Why the timing of that? The couple feeling overwhelmed and doing what they thought they would do if they were pressed into a horrible situation. But was there any crime committed? You know, that becomes the question. They have the felony charges of unlawful use of a weapon, misdemeanor charges of fourth-degree assault. Did their actions risk a violent situation during a non-violent protest? Here's the thing. They'll be pardoned if they get convicted. And they're attorneys. So the thing is, because they're attorneys, The fact that the charges were filed could jeopardize their right to practice law. In fact, usually that's what happens. So some feeling, why even go there? Why did charges get filed in the first place? Really curious as to what's going to happen here. You know, so much of it lies in who's the judge, who does the judge know, what is the specific situation surrounding them having that anxiety that this was wrong and something was going to happen. All right, I'm going to take a couple of quick liberties because I like to call this segment Odds and Ends. The timing is great with the election around the corner. And the fact is that everybody keeps speculating on the election. Is the president, the incumbent, is we're going to see the fourth president in a row get two terms? And are some Democrats even going to vote for Joe Biden? Some Republicans will vote. Some will not vote for him. And this is the big wind-up to Joe Biden's search for a running mate. It's been underway for several months. So we do know it's going to be a woman. But what woman it's going to be, we don't know, because it's supposed to be announced on the 1st. We don't know who the woman is. We just know the speculation of the various women that are out there, like Senator Kamala Harris, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, Val Demings from Florida, Congresswoman Val Demings, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, Senator Tammy Duckworth, and New Mexico Governor Grisham have been reported as the top picks, the top possibilities. Oof, narrowing that would be tough, I would think. for the committee around Joe Biden. And there's no question, again, this is going to be, it's absolutely going to be a woman. It's just a question of who is that woman going to be. And what are the presidential debates going to look like, by the way? Because, boy, there's a lot to debate. And we know that the topics will be economy, COVID-19, and more. Those two alone could yield some amazing results if you had people being who they were and sharing that. It would be very, very, very powerful, needless to say. I think incredibly powerful. And speaking of incredibly powerful, when we look at the fact that the first votes are in 6 weeks, does that shock anyone? 6 weeks. I mean, it feels like we're on an episode of Lost, and we see the planes flying overhead, and we're almost out of it. Oh, please help us. But we can't quite get there. So because we can't quite get there, what's interesting is voters in some of the crucial battleground states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina start casting ballots in September. So that's not much time. The first absentee ballots sent out in North Carolina starting on September 4th. Voters in Pennsylvania will be able to request it, fill it out, turn in absentee ballots in person starting on September 14th. So who does that cause the most problems for? Joe Biden or for Donald Trump? And it's not a game show, but if you were to weather a guess and you said Donald Trump, it's going to be Donald Trump. But voting early could help. Voting early could help in another sense. So watching how this is all handled is very, very big because everybody's dealing, frankly, with the virus, wiping things down, wiping hands, social distancing. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But the main thing is you have to, if you're working a room and you're a politician, boy, you have to work the room differently. Of course you have to work the room differently. I mentioned this rate before, but I didn't give you the big payoff or the sad payoff, I guess is the better way to say that. Businesses, organizations are recalibrating. We've talked about that before, and trying to have the economy moving in the right direction. So what is that right direction? It's where people are not just surviving, where they're thriving. And some of the people that lost jobs, they're jobs that are going to go away. They're not necessarily going to come back. You know, so there's businesses that have even been spawned because of the pandemic, and they'll be thriving. And then there's businesses that just totally tanked. I mean, think about this, 152 million unemployed workers in February, 32 million claiming unemployment. And we've said this number, this may be the worst number of the pandemic, 21%, so rare, that rate of unemployment. And then we've got another number that people are talking about, 12% underemployment rate. So gig workers, contracts, 14.3 million of those getting emergency unemployment through the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, the PUA. Wow. Numbers don't lie. Underemployed, unemployed, it's ugly out there. Going to the man cave next to stretch. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Yeah. Man cave, man cave.
Here we are once again. I've saved a seat on the giant couch for you in the man cave, and we actually have something to watch this time around. Yes, it's true, my friends. Baseball is back. Not the regular stuff yet, the summer camp. That's what they're calling it, summer camp baseball. But Friday night, it's back. Saturday, it's back where it really, really counts. And what's interesting, and we've, of course, got our fans, our raving fans, stacked in Minneapolis at the mothership. They're there with Alec to keep him warm as he is, woohoo, new to the crew, joining us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So how about a round of applause for Alec and the fact that he is with us on this show, and for the fake applause at summer camp that we're hearing for so many of these games because they're piping it in. Yes, indeed. need to drop a few beats in there, if you know what I mean. So the action went like this, and I actually watched to see what I thought. There was masking up. I watched a big chunk of the Rangers and the Rockies before I came on air, and I was prepping and watching and all that stuff at the same time. So the Rockies beat the Rangers 5-1. I mean, it was an interesting sort of game. Rangers couldn't get anything going, left guys stranded on base, typical of what I've seen with the Rangers. But this doesn't count. Again, this is just the warm-up act, and it was a warm-up act across the board. So the Dodgers beating the Angels 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth. How about the Astros smashing the Royals 15-6? The Astros have the tag of cheater on their back that some are saying, well, now with the pandemic, shortened season, are we really care? Because there's no fans in the stands anyway. Nationals, who won the World Series last year, beating the Orioles 6-4 in 8. The Tigers roared, but it petered out, and the Reds beat them 9-7. Braves knocked off the Marlins 10-9. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 8-6. And then to round things out, the Giants and the A's played. That's a Bay Area bash fest. Only no one attended it, except for watching it on the tube or listening on the radio. The Giants win that one, doubling up on the A's 4-2. So what's interesting about this, and I had this discussion with somebody really in the know in baseball, the 60-game season has a chance to be tremendous. Why do I say it has a chance to be tremendous? There are some kind of crazy rules and extra innings, etc., but because there's hardly any games compared to what a regular season is, you can't go on a torrid tailspin. So you lose too many games, you are out. There's no way. You're not going to be able to climb out of it because you don't have enough ground. You can't make up any ground. So to me, how interesting it was to watch it. By the way, Top Doc Anthony Fauci is going to throw out the ceremonial first pitch on opening day for the Nationals. He says he's a super Nat fan, and that happens on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So just kind of wild to see the fake applause being piped in, the masking up, which is good when a lot of the people are in the dugout, and just seeing baseball again. I think it's good for the morale, the psyche, whatever you want to call it, even if you're not a huge sports fan. I mean, seriously. And how about the NBA? The NBA is closing in on signing off on a second bubble in Chicago for the 8 teams that were not invited to play in Orlando, enabling mini training camps and then games against other clubs with the target date of September. And then how about this? 16 of the 302 NBA players tested for the coronavirus ahead of the league's return to play. You know, that they testified. They tested positive. That'd be a whole different story. So, not good, but the fact they caught it is good. I mean, we're all living in a bubble, and the NBA, keep hearing about the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Kissimmee, it's a bubble. And it's like, well, you know what? Their bubble is filled with really good stuff. Somebody is stacking their refrigerator full of incredible food. In our bubble, we got to stack it ourselves, so we're not necessarily getting that. I do not feel sorry for NBA players. I don't want them all to get COVID and see the whole thing collapse. But they're living the life, in a sense, in the middle of this horror story that the rest of us are all dealing with, and which, of course, their families are dealing with. But they still get to have some version of a game that they love to play. And right now, it's an equal playing field. I mean, I can easily flip over. Because to me, when I look at the Lakers and I look at the King, LeBron, I just don't see anybody, especially in the West, even with the competitive West, I don't see anybody getting by them. I think they really rule the roost, I guess. That's the best way to put it. And I don't see it. In the East, it could be pretty interesting. And then, if that's not enough, it's like three presents in one. The NHL is returning to play. Training camps, all that kind of good stuff. And so the puck and the stick are back. And then it'll just be a question of testing positive and with camps reopened. They only had two positive tests since those camps reopened, which is very big. So what are they doing so well, maybe that some of the others aren't across the board in sports? And then you get to the NFL, and the NFL says full systems and steam ahead. But think of the contact in the NFL. I don't know. Is that really, really possible? We'll find out. The NHL concluded just the other day the first 5 days of testing from phase three of their return to play protocol from July 13th to 17th. The league said that 2,618 tests were administered to more than 800 players, but only two tested positive for COVID-19. They're self-isolating, following the protocols. Players in Phase 3 are tested every other day, along with daily checks for fever and symptoms. So the NHL is not taking any chances on this, and they shouldn't. They didn't reveal the identity of the players. That's part of the return-to-play protocols they voted on by the league and the NHLPA. So the agreement sounds like it's holding up. The 24 teams taking part in the NHL postseason are scheduled to move their training camps to two hub cities in Canada, Toronto for the Eastern Conference, Edmonton for the Western Conference. That happens on July 26th. The NHL is going to utilize a touchless biometric identification system to take players' temperatures and track health information in those two cities in Canada. The round robin rounds are creative, and will this work to the advantage of the NHL when it comes to Stanley Cup playoffs? Boy, we seem as though we're even further away from it, and trust me, we are not. We are close, getting very, very close, but you will not be able to cheer. All right, I got to end with this one. How about Harry Carey? He takes us into the stretch. Let it rip.
Hey!
Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.